WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The history of soul music is littered with collaborations which produced magic, but for only a moment, as well as dozens of performers who made a few great records and then vanished. The story of Howard Tate and Jerry Ragavoy has both of those elements, but with Tate's recent comeback, it also has a happy ending. Rock historian Ed Ward fills us in on the background.
When you see me worried, baby, baby, it's you I hate to lose. Nobody.
The best piece of news I've gotten so far this year was when someone emailed me a story from the New York Times that said that not only had the great soul singer Howard Tate resurfaced after decades, but that he'd been reunited with his old producer, Jerry Ragavoy. Neither of these guys is a household name, but they both should be. Tate was born in Macon, Georgia in 1938, but moved to Philadelphia as a small child. As a teenager, he sang in a group called the Gainers alongside Garnett Mims, who left them to start a group called the Enchanters. The Enchanters, in turn, were produced by Jerry Ragavoy, who was, along with Jerry Wexler, one of those great white producers with golden ears for black music.
That he'd love you much more than I. But he left you.
Cry Baby was probably Garnett Mims and the Enchanters' most famous moment, a moderate hit in 1963, and later a centerpiece of Janis Joplin's show. Ragavoy also produced another record which was associated with her.
Didn't I make you feel like you?
Irma Franklin, one of Aretha's sisters, made that record in 1967, and Janis snatched it right up. Around that same time, Ragavoy, who was based in Philadelphia, was listening to a demo tape of a song a vocal group had sent him, and a voice jumped right out at him. It took him months to find the singer, who, it turned out, was driving a cab right there in Philly. Ragavoy took him into the studio, and before long, he had a hit.
Upon a time, a long, long time ago, when some pain and misery. Now you standing on my doorstep. Tell me how much you need me. Ain't nobody home, girl. Ain't nobody home. How
Ain't Nobody Home was Tate's second single, and it did well enough that the record company wanted more. The one they got is Tate's best-known song, one which predicted the invention of Viagra and matched the last record's success.
Look at Granny run, run. grandpa running close behind. Look at granny run, run. There's something on granddaddy's mind. He went to the doctor, got a brand new pill. The doctor said, son, you ain't over the hill. Now he can't sit still. Great gosh, I'm out of
oddly, neither Look at Granny Run Run nor Ain't Nobody Home did all that well on the pop charts, but that didn't mean the pop singers weren't listening to Howard Tate. Janis Joplin, that big Jerry Ragavoy fan, certainly was.
In this world where people are fighting with each other, nobody to care. Not even your own brother. So if someone comes along who gives you genuine affection, get it while you can. Get it while you can. Get it while you can. Don't turn your back on love.
There was one more hit for the collaboration before Tate decided to look elsewhere for the fame which seemed to be eluding him. And this time it was Jimi Hendrix who took it over to the pop audience. And it did stop. Tate went over to Lloyd Price's Turntable label, and Ragavoy went his own way. They reunited in the early 70s on Atlantic Records, urged on by one of their biggest fans, Jerry Wexler, but the record flopped. The two parted ways again, and until recently, that was that. Ragavoy was living in Georgia, and Tate was presumed dead. He wasn't. Through a remarkable series of connections, a soul DJ found him living in New Jersey, and the tale of Tate's plunge into despair after his daughter died in a fire, his wife divorced him, and he became homeless emerged. After undergoing a spiritual experience in 1994, he became a minister, and he's hoping the album he's just recorded with Ragavoy will earn him enough money to pay for a church to preach in. Reports from his comeback show were very positive. It's an inspiring story, and I'd like to add my voice to the chorus welcoming Howard Tate and Jerry Ragavoy back to the music business.
Rock historian Ed Ward lives in Berlin.